on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sonarly, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How you doing? A few minutes after 6 o'clock now, 6:06, I guess. And Matt Flynn's not here, but he'll be back tomorrow. I'm Stu Daniels in today for Matt Flynn Direct for the next couple hours. Right here on WAUK, Waukesha, Milwaukee, and WTTN. I hope everybody had a good weekend. Hope you're having a good morning so far. And we're still in the same reality. Not much has changed since Friday when the ruling came down from the Supreme Court. But things could be worse, right? That's been my motto for a couple of years. And I don't know. I guess it could be worse, but it's hard to imagine. It's hard to imagine right now. Hey, good morning, Sam. How are you today?
I'm great, Stu. Well, great. Yeah. Relatively great, I suppose.
Right. Everything's relative right now. Yep.
Amen.
Yeah. And I don't know what you did over the weekend, but hopefully you were able to still have some fun despite everything that went on. I know some of our listeners probably went down to Chicago to see a couple of Grateful Dead shows, or Dead and Company shows, as they're known these days. I heard the first show in Chicago, the band chose the songs based on what went on with the Supreme Court. Was that Friday night or something? They devoted the entire set list to women. So that's a cool thing to hear, right? But I've been looking at some of the opinion pieces. By the way, if you want to join in the conversation, feel free. This is a call-in show. And your opinion is always welcome. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. And by the way, if you ever want to send me an email message, you can do that at stumanradio@gmail.com. Stu is spelled S-T-U. But I was looking over some of the opinion pieces that have come out in the last couple of days since the big decision by the Supreme Court on Friday to overturn Roe v. Wade. And a lot of people seem to be concerned about the fact that this may just be the beginning of what the Supreme Court has in mind, of what the conservatives have in mind. They obviously have been trying to overturn Roe v. Wade for a number of years, at least 40 years, right? And it looks like they might have their sights set on other rights that we as Americans enjoy. Clarence Thomas, in his opinion, said that maybe it's time to look at marriage equality and even contraception. So what are they going to do? Outlaw contraception? Are they going to be looking in your bedroom window to make sure that you're not using any contraception, waiting outside your bedroom door, going through your garbage to see if there are used condoms in there? Where does it end? It's hard to imagine. One piece that I want to go over here during this segment is from the New York Times. It's an op-ed piece from Linda Greenhouse, who I believe is retired now, but was the winner of a 1998 Pulitzer Prize. And she reported on the Supreme Court for the New York Times for a number of years, 30 years or so, from the 70s until about 2008. And then she was an opinion writer for many years until she retired like a year ago or so. But she decided to weigh in, even though she's not a regular contributor anymore. And we're going to go over a little bit of this story. Let me tell you that it starts out this way. They did it because they could. And this guest essay, by the way, the headline for it is Requiem for the Supreme Court. They did it because they could. It was as simple as that. With the stroke of a pen, Justice Samuel Alito and four other justices, all chosen by Republican presidents running on successive party platforms committed to overturning Roe v. Wade, erased the constitutional right to reproductive autonomy that the Supreme Court recognized more than 49 years ago. As the dissenting opinion written by Justices Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan observed, never before had the court rescinded an individual right and left it up to the states whether to respect what had once been anchored in the Constitution. The practical consequences of the decision, Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization, are enormous and severe. Abortion, now one of the most common medical procedures, will be banned or sharply limited in about half the country. Excluding miscarriages, nearly one in five pregnancies ends in abortion in the United States, and one American woman in four will terminate a pregnancy during her lifetime. Two generations of women in this country have come of age secure in the knowledge that an unintended pregnancy need not knock their lives off course. Quote, after today, as the dissent pointed out, young women will come of age with fewer rights than their mothers and grandmothers had, end quote. What the court delivered on Friday is a requiem for the right to abortion. As Chief Justice John Roberts, who declined to join Justice Alito's opinion, may well suspect, it is also a requiem for the Supreme Court. Consider the implication of Justice Alito's declaration that Roe v. Wade was egregiously wrong from the start. Five of the seven justices in the Roe majority, all of them except for William O. Douglas and Thurgood Marshall, were appointed by Republican presidents. Okay, let's go over that again. Five of the seven justices in the Roe majority back in 1973, all of them except for William O. Douglas and Thurgood Marshall, were appointed by Republican presidents. The votes necessary to preserve the right to abortion 19 years later in Planned Parenthood versus Casey, the Roe follow-up decision that the court also overturned on Friday, came from five Republican-appointed justices. So, I mean, I think everybody understands that Republicans used to be for choice before they decided that women didn't have the choice anymore. Continuing with this opinion piece from the New York Times, in asserting that these justices led the court into grave error from which it must now be rescued, Justice Alito and his majority are necessarily saying that these predecessors joining the court over a period of four decades didn't know enough or care enough to use the right methodology and reach the right decision. The arrogance and unapologetic nature of the opinion are breathtaking. And then in parentheses here, she writes, of the justices who decided Casey in 1992, the follow-up to Roe, the only member of the court still serving is Justice Clarence Thomas, a dissenter then who wrote in a concurring opinion on Friday that now that the court has overturned the right to abortion, it should also reconsider its precedents on contraception, LGBTQ rights, and same-sex marriage. So we're going to get to more of this opinion piece in the New York Times after the break. Stick around. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. It's Stu Daniels in for Matt Flynn today on Matt Flynn Direct.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on.